Antarctic shores and shallow waters could also fill with crabs, which haven't existed in those habitats for millions of years.
So the communities are just not used to these sorts of predators coming in, and the potential for crabs to chomp away at what's sitting on the seabed is quite a frightening prospect.
On land, the scientists flagged a mite, a springtail, and several species of buttonweed plants as potential invaders. The full list is in the journal Global Change Biology.
We have to kind of remember that Antarctica is really one of the last great wildernesses that we have on the planet. We want to keep this place pristine for us to do scientific research because it's told us so much about how the world works, how our climate works, how ecosystems can be put together and how they function. So it's just incredibly important that we just keep it as pristine as we possibly can.
But that task keeps getting more difficult because climate change is slowly thawing the frozen continent, making it easier for invaders to gain a foothold. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.